Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline
may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline starts now.
Hey everybody, joining us tonight, David Alan Greer. Dad, thanks for coming.
Just out of luck.
It has been too long. Do you have anything to promote tonight?
That's my love for you and this stinking show.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Don't you know Irvine Improv?
I am performing.
Okay.
Next caller.
Which night?
And you know what I'd like to perform? I'm doing Thursday through Sunday, week after at the Wilmington Opera House. But you know what?
Which week?
I don't know, man.
Opera House in Delaware?
In Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh, that's cool.
I really am here to save the babies, you know.
I know.
I retired from this show.
From this show?
Yeah, I put out my my bat cave. Mm-hmm. I put up my
cape and a cowl and everything.
Yeah, and I got a call on the bat phone.
I know.
The babies need to be saved, so Daggeroni is back in the
some
pocket,
babies.
Baby.
Lots of room for that.
Well, Dr. Drew, I'd just like to put a call out to, you know, I like all my pervy people.
Oh, I know.
The alternative lifestyle.
No, I know.
The S&M, BDSM
well, aficionados. Why don't we just start, Anderson, you're going to help me out here a little bit. Just line up all the DAG drops we've got here. And we need to start out with the little taste, of DAG with his S&M habits. You know how he likes to prevent women from looking at him.
Look at me, I will give you something to smile about.
And then a little touch of sleep apnea.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
There we
That's
go.
That's always good.
That's how it goes, though, right?
Hey, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I need to talk to you about one thing. You're saying, like, when I was talking about the massage thing, you know, you give your chick a massage, get her all heated up. You were saying that, you know, most women, you know, they come home from a hard day at work, they want a massage, and they don't want sex. That's like housewives. That's like chicks who work a long job, they got two kids.
As opposed to
a girl
who's trying to impress you.
No.
You think this is how it's going to be.
Well, not all women are married in a long-term relationship.
No, I get it. Oh,
you mean two kids.
Oh, you mean a newer person, a new relationship.
No, if you don't have children, if you're not working 14 hours a day, if you're not coming home to a husband, two kids, you have to feed, and the pressure goes on. In other words, when you're a human being, then sometimes that can get them heated up and want to ride that pony! Ride that pony! After you beat them.
No, I actually agree with you. In fact,
it's a different thing, you know.
I was doing a Discovery Health Channel show, and we were talking about erogenous zones in women, and they mark their back on, like, top three almost always.
I had a girlfriend who wanted me to tickle her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after
you don't
sex.
Mean not this kind of tickling, but
no,
sort of soft,
but gently
light tickling,
like that. Like she said that when she was really little, that when she was a
it's
toddler,
a soothing thing,
her parents, that's how she could fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a soothing thing.
So I did, you know, after I had my way with her, took the cuffs off and tickled her till she started snoring. You know, I got love in my heart, man. I'm not all pimp daddy. It's Easter, Christ has risen, and I'm back up in the studio. Let's save some babies.
All right, here we go. This is Tasha. Tasha, what's happening?
Hi, Dr. Drew. Hi,
hey, Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. What's up, baby?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question. I'm in a relationship with my my coach at my high school.
Ooh. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Male or female coach?
She's female.
All right. Okay.
So what's your question?
Well, she's 22, but, I mean, I think I'm in love with her. I guess we're in love or something. But she's kind of abusive, and I don't know what to do. I really love her, and I just want to stay with her, but I know it's wrong, but I can't help it. I was wondering, what should I do?
Well, how is she abusive?
Well,
Verbally, physically, mentally, I mean, was she giving you the stink eye? Is she cursing you out? And, you know, what's she doing?
Well, she cusses at me a lot, but she also cusses at our team a lot. But,
right. Are you having sex with her?
Yeah.
All right, so that's illegal, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Right or wrong, the fact is it's illegal. And it's illegal because it's bad for people your age in terms of the health of this kind of relationship. It's exploitative. Right. She's taking advantage of her position. And it says a lot about you and her that this relationship has occurred. And it's not good for you. Trust me.
It's very hot, though.
I know. It's good for
Anderson. You haven't seen either party. Let's hold judgment. Because, you know, this could be some porkers. And look
at it. No, don't ruin. Don't ruin.
Okay. But listen, you want to know what you should do? We think you shouldn't be in the relationship.
Yeah.
If she becomes abusive when you try to end it, please remind her that it is illegal.
And you'll just notify somebody at school.
Yeah, just, you know, back off and everything will be peachy keeny. So we would, right, we're gonna operate as a team here.
We're going to say stop this relationship. Even though you think you're in love and even though it might be hard, this is not a good situation.
I'd even say this. Listen to your own voice. You said, I think I'm in love and junk or stuff. That's exactly what you think. You think you're in love and junk. But, like, when you're really in love, you don't say, it's in stuff like that. You know, I just, yeah. Yeah, so listen to your own voice.
Yeah?
Okay.
It's going to be that easy for you.
Thank you.
What happened to you growing up? This seems like a good idea. By the way, whatever your answer is here is going to tell me whether this is a true call or not, by the way. So go ahead.
Yeah,
try me.
Thank you so much.
Oh, she's not going to tell me. See, I thought this was bogus in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
But why wouldn't she? I mean, is that a bogus call? Wouldn't it be more outlandish?
It's a good bogus. No. Outlandish ones are bad bogus calls. So good bogus calls don't can't flush out the details because they don't know.
There are no bogus calls tonight, Dr. Drew. No. And if we call, we just move ahead because why? We're saving babies!
Amanda, what's up?
Hey,
Amanda.
I'm probably going to get my ass kicked for making this phone call anyway, but...
Why? By whom?
My parents.
Why?
Because I've had trouble with phones asked, like long distance. Anyway.
You mean like phone bills, you mean?
Yeah.
Isn't this a 1-800 call?
Yeah, it's an 800 number. You're not going to...
Well, honey, you can talk all night, baby. Keep it in calling Tokyo.
It's free, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, anyway. So I've got, like, major issues to saying no.
To what?
Anything. Like, I'm
get
not
over
even
here right
working.
Now. I want you right over here at the studio right now. Get dressed. Come over here.
And get on a plane.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean...
She said, yeah. She does have problems.
Okay. I'd do it if I could drive. I'm only 13.
Wow.
But I'm, like, pressured.
She's in Kansas City.
Well, I've done oral. I've done sex. I've done drugs.
Ooh, boy.
Smoking,
Amanda.
Drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's somebody who can't maintain boundaries, that you're sort of under the sway of other people's will. And that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
You don't sound like you're happy about your choices, are you?
Oh, no, I am not. Like, I feel worthless, and so I just kind of, like, let people do whatever.
Why do you feel so bad about yourself? What happened?
Oh, I don't, like, nothing, really.
Like, you weren't abused or anything?
Well, my parents and I fight all the time. I mean, it's horrible, but...
Are they abusive to you emotionally?
I don't know.
Were they neglectful when you were growing up?
They still kind of are, well, sometimes. Yeah. But, I mean, we get these nasty arguments. I mean, sometimes, like, it gets physical, but...
Oh, I mean, that's not good.
With which parent?
Well, it's mostly my mom and I who fight, and then my dad...
Physically? You're saying physically you hit and punch and choke each other?
Well, yeah, smacking sometimes. Like, my mom and I verbally fight back and forth a lot, and then it gets to the point where my dad gets so pissed off, he's like a calm guy, but like he gets pretty
Let me ask you this. This happened to Dr. Drew and I. Have you ever like started fighting and like the other person is saying something you really don't like and you try and karate chop them in their larynx thinking you'll shut them up?
Then you go time out.
Yeah, right, time out. And when they're timed out, then you just jump on them and
try and bite their nose off. That's what I did to Dr. Drew. How many times? Three times,
that's right.
I got
three
you
times.
Twice.
No, I'm not.
You kept saying something about don't look at me.
Don't look at me, man, I swear.
Did I even dare to try to hit my parents back, I'd be dead.
Well, you shouldn't, but it sounds like you need to change your life.
Boy, Amanda, here's the simplest solution I can give you that doesn't cost anything, which is lay low. Find a group of friends that are doing good things that you like to do, whether it's some sort of project or academic pursuit or something where you can get yourself out of the home and into college and away from there. But in the meantime, just lay low and get focused on getting out. You're like on a prison break. And keep people around you that are positive influence and that who don't ask you to do things that aren't good for you, and really choose who you keep around carefully. And if you have trouble doing that,
aren't there any counseling?
If you have trouble doing that, then you really got to get counseling. I would talk to counselors.
No is the most powerful word in the English language. Ask me something. No.
Are your dogs in the car?
No.
Ashley.
Yes. No.
What's up?
No.
What's up?
Am I on?
You're on.
Hi. I just had a really quick question. I just wanted to know why I have to be, like, intoxicated to, like, hook up with boys, like, whether it's kissing or, like, having sex or, like, anything.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 18.
To hook up, you mean just a one-night stand kind of thing, or when you're in a relationship?
No, not even that. It's like I could have a boyfriend and just talk to them or anything, but it's like once it comes to, like, physical contact, it's like I have to be drunk.
Well,
even after time, like when you're used to the guy and all that stuff?
Like even when I'm, like, totally used to them, it's like I have to be like...
Whoa. Hello. Anderson, you there? What just happened to Ashley?
What just happened?
She's gone.
Really?
I think her phone died.
Wow. All right, well, here's the basic thing, is that all late high school and college age kids hook up loaded. But if you're in a relationship and you still need to get loaded to, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, that's just a fact.
Not all.
Pretty much that's part of
it. I had a girlfriend when I was 16. We'd skip school during the summer. And we'd get in bed at 9:45 and stay in there till 2:30.
In the morning?
No, it was a whole school day, as far as we could get to, you know, 9:30.
You were deviant, dude.
Absolutely, man. It was wonderful.
So
my lips felt like rubber tires when I went home.
My mother would go, "Where have you been?"
We kissed and hugged and humped each other all day.
Wow.
I had rashes and rug burns.
When you had energy as a kid,
horrible.
Huh? Energy.
It's better now, though.
But here's the deal. The hooking up, which is a one-night stand, random hookup.
When you say hookup, are you saying sexual intercourse?
Well, hookup is always shrouded in mystery. That's right. The nature of the thing. Right. But random hookup means some sort of physical thing with somebody, essentially always intoxicated. That's the nature of that thing. But once you're with somebody in a relationship and you're having sex, you still need to get loaded. That's something's weird.
Right. And
you're 18.
And she's 18. That's a little too old.
Ashley's back on five, guys.
Oh, right. Good. I don't know how you found your way back, but here we are, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. So here's what I was just saying, that random hookups are always loaded, but if you're still getting loaded to hook up in a relationship, that speaks of something. And what I suspect is that, in your case, you're just not ready to have sex. You're pushing it along, and you're not ready to do it. That's David Allen Greer's way of ringing in and endorsing.
Actually, it's like air wasn't ready to be in my stomach.
No, but whatever came out... shouldn't have been there.
Well, I had a quesadilla.
What's in my stomach's coming out just smelling.
I had a quesadilla. It was extra hot. Yeah. And four chicken wings.
I swear to God, can you smell that?
Four chicken wings.
Will you please direct it. Just give me a little break.
Wings.
Just direct
and
it that
also
way.
I had some chicken chili, but it was in a can right before. That's what's been kicking at. I've been backfiring both ends. But let's get back to Ashley.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Ashley, what do you feel like when you actually try to be intimate with the guy and you're straight? You know?
I can't. It's like...
Well, tell me psychologically. Do you feel scared? Do you feel threatened?
I feel like the only reason they're even talking to me is because boys are boys and the only thing they want is to get in my pants. I feel like
That's true.
That's
true.
So protect yourself. Yeah. And if you don't like the guy and that in his priority... Listen, guys are not bad. They're just overcome by a motivational system at that age, and they have different priorities, and you got to stick by yours. And if not having sex is not something you want to not do, stay with that, okay? It's important.
And think about, what do you want? What do you want that you're using sex to get? You're still not getting it, so,
ask her that again.
I just feel like if I had never had a drink of alcohol ever, I just feel like I would be a virgin until the day I die.
No, it wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen.
No.
Because, at 25, you'd sit on something.
David...
Oh, my God. This feels really good. I don't know what is in or get out.
I saw how you sleep. David slept on a plane. He ran into each other at an airport in Newark. And as he slept on the plane next to me, and man, that guy, he's like doing soliloquies and stuff and jumping around and...
Well,
trying to breathe and gasping for air.
I felt really bad when I was coming back from Miami.
Who's
I had like four martinis, man.
David Alan Greer.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He's the one giving me the good
you're
advice.
A liar.
No,
I'm here, baby. I'm here, right here, baby. I'm trying to hook you up.
Really?
Yes, girly girl. I'm trying to tell you the pimp's mine.
Dude, no, but I love line every night, and they always play like clips from old Dave Allen Greer like shows.
Well,
and I think
right because he's so good. Here he is in real life. What would you like him to do?
Wait a minute, is this the same caller?
This is Ashley still.
Okay, hold on. Ashley,
you're making her happy. Hang on.
All right.
You ask him for sort of a reenactment of one of your favorite clips. What would you like him to do?
I'm doing new things. Okay.
The anal like thing where it's like anal sex is like really.
Can I prolapse your anus?
Like
I would like to prolapse your anus.
Something.
Here it is. Hang on. Just sit and listen. Behold.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley. Uh-huh. Can I prolapse your anus?
Yes. Oh.
I love you just that much. That is love to prolapse your anus.
Not even him.
It is me.
I don't believe you guys.
All right, Ashley, let's move on to your problem. Aren't you standing on the ledge of a building? We're trying to save your life here.
You have to give him the don't sleep with me. Don't look at me thing.
Don't
look at me. Please, you guys.
Quiet, Ashley, quiet.
HIV or something like that.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you something. Ashley, answer me this. You said you can only hook up with guys when you're loaded.
Yeah.
And only thing guys want is sex, and Dr. Drew and I, you know, at 18, you're probably right. And I'm saying, what do you want? What are you using
what are you looking
sex
for? Yeah.
Ideally, what would you like?
I want, like, a serious relationship where I can, like, actually trust someone enough to not think the only reason they're even asking me out or talking to me is because they want to, like, get in my pants.
Right. And so take it slow with relationships and realize that is your priority. And even though a guy may have a different priority, he too is capable of a relationship if you kind of bring him on in.
And you have control. You choose who you sleep with, okay? Try this. Just try and just hold on. Calm down.
I know. Okay.
Just stop talking for a second.
Okay.
Try it as an experiment. The next guy that you're attracted to that you know likes you, just throw down the gauntlet and say, look, this is what I want, okay?
This
is what
I
want. Right. So let's just try and get to
and
be friends.
And by the way, I was talking to a friend of mine tonight who said something very sort of clear and distinct that guys can relate to, where she said she likes this guy, and she goes, don't worry, she told the guy, don't worry, we're going to have sex, but not right now.
How old is she?
It's older. I mean, you know.
An adult.
But if guys knew that they were going to, you know, if that was in the future in a relationship, they'd sort of go, they'd calm down about it a little bit.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's not 18. You know, now, at this, you know, when at her age, I mean, if she's a contemporary to you, she's 50, 60 years old. But I'm saying, you know, at our age now, you're thinking like, I mean, if we have sex and it's on. It's like, what are you doing in my bushes, baby? You've been here all day? I really like you. Yeah, you really are kind of more cautious, you know. It's right. Like a friend of mine said. He said, you know, now, after you're like 25, 26, especially now in 2006, you really don't want the chick who's going to go down at the drop of a hat the first night. You know, that's really not who you want, because that means a lot.
Another Ashley. What's up, Ashley?
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? You're on David Allen Greer.
Hi, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend have been going out for a year, and he's very persistent on going down on me, but I feel really, really uncomfortable, and I was just wondering if that was normal or...
How old are you? Hold on.
18,
how old are you?
18.
18. Now, what do you feel uncomfortable about? Is it a certain time a month, or is it the whole thing?
It's the whole thing.
Are you sexually active with him?
Yeah.
Do you perform oral sex on him?
Yes, I do. And he's very persistent of giving back.
Do you have orgasm during sex?
No. No, I don't.
Yeah, this is a guy's thing. Remember, guys, women, they got to fix that woman.
I know, but hold on. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. That's part. But also, she's trying to be a good lover. I mean, but if she's... he's trying to be a good lover. Yeah. Is it when he goes down on you, have you ever, like, tried it?
I'm thinking about you at 16 missing school.
Dude, it was on and popping. I was saying, have you let him, have you at least tried it and said, okay, let's try and see what happens? Or
yeah,
are you just...
I have, but it's just really uncomfortable, and I make him stop.
A lot of women feel like, I'm dirty, or he's going to make him, he's going
to... Well, this is what I'm trying to get to. Yeah. Is this how you feel? Do you feel like you're dirty down there? Because you are,
love
it.
What's the problem, then?
It feels, is it hypersensitive?
Too intimate?
No, I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel really, really uncomfortable, and I feel like I shouldn't be doing it.
That's where you're going to love doing this in a few short years, honey. Do you think you may poot a little bit down there, you know, when he gets going? Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I had beans.
Are you afraid of losing control, that sort of thing?
Of your bowels? That could happen. My brother claims a friend of his, you know, this would come.
It was a thing
of pride. He's my brother. Yeah. And they're like, man, you remember that time that girl let go? Hey, now, that's loving, baby. That is loving. Ruined my whole water bed.
Just like old-time ballers.
They're like, baby, bring Jeffrey, bring another Coke. Man, that was good time back in Buckley.
Well, she hears the dude at Berkeley.
Yeah. They were like all old, you know, stuff. And they're talking about, you know, this is the high. I swear, they talked about it for half the day. And me and the guy's wife were like, I'm going to wait in the car. They're like, where you going, man? Tell them no. Start again from the very beginning, man. They loved it. They were like, this was his height of accomplishment.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. You're not going to have an orgasm without some sort of direct stimulation like oral sex. Your boyfriend knows that and is trying to oblige you. And guys need to fix women just like they're sort of a project that got to make them work right.
It's her project. And she should work on herself.
And it's probably, again, a function of being young and not being ready for this level of intimacy. And so I'm going to slow it down a bit.
Well, he doesn't have to. I mean, if they're in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
He wants 18, to do this to her. You slow down. It's not all going to come at 18. And eventually, maybe you'll never enjoy it, but then maybe you'll always enjoy it. Not every woman likes oral sex.
No, absolutely not. But the ones that can only orgasm that way tend to like.
Right, but I'm saying. But did she say she can only orgasm?
She says she can't orgasm with intercourse, which usually means that's how it's going.
But how does she know if she doesn't let him do it?
She knows she doesn't have orgasms.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. So. Well, you have time. You have the rest of your life. Or you could be hit by a bus tomorrow. And
so you better get on it.
You better get on it tonight.
1-800-LOVE-191. Again, that number is 1-800-LOVE-191. It's free to those of you calling in. We discover tonight. It's David Alan Greer is the other voice you're hearing tonight. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Love Line. We're going to take a little break and be right back.
Yeah.
It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. That is none other than the one and only
Dagaroni, baby. All right, listen, I want to get control of this evening, Dr. Drew.
Well, you are.
Enough of the 18-year-olds named Ashley.
Okay.
Can we have some grown women with real perversions?
All right, how about Beth here?
All right.
Beth?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, Beth, what's up, baby?
I was actually married for 3 years. And just got out of my marriage about 3 months ago. And
are you going a little wild?
I'm sorry?
Are you going a little wild?
You know, I'm wanting to, but I just don't think I have it in me.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You hear what I said?
Maybe.
Honey, I said you don't have it in you yet because you know what I mean? But you want to, but you haven't. So it's a little...
I get it.
What's your question, love?
Anyway, I had sex with a friend of mine, and he's really large.
All right, how large? How large?
Well, I don't even know. Like, I just girth-wise, he's large, and length-wise, he's large.
As big as a baby? As big as a baby? Was he seven? Was his male member, did it weigh 7 pounds?
No.
That's how much a baby weighs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I had cesarean when I had my baby because my baby was too big.
But what I'm saying is, don't babies come out?
Mine didn't because my baby...
I know, Beth. Right. Listen, I know technically yours didn't. But David, the point David's making is that that's a part of your body designed to handle the head of a child.
Right. So the biggest penis in the world, like a big 9-inch...
Ain't gonna come near.
Yeah, it's not going to stretch you out.
That's
you make room.
My question, because I like my vagina. I like the way it is. I like everything about it. I don't want it to change. And, you know, it's just, having sex with this guy is, like, it's a production, you know.
Did it hurt?
Painful.
Yeah.
I mean, we tried to make it so it didn't, but, yeah, it did.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting... Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
You bring up an interesting point that I have some female friends that said, listen, women, correct me if I'm wrong.
Beth.
You... Women of the world want to find a guy that fits.
Yeah,
it's like a handshake, a firm handshake. You don't want anything too big.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want anything too small.
It's
you
like
want something that fills the gap. Am I right?
It's the gold
or gash.
You hear what I said, Drew? Gash, because that's not a grip.
Back to the babies. What is your question, honey? You're thinking
my
that is...
Is it good
gonna, you know, is it gonna stretch me out? Is it gonna make me different for?
No.
Like,
well, hold on. Be honest, Dr. Drew. We're gonna answer right now. You know the truth. It is gonna stretch you out, and you're gonna be droopy down there for the rest of your life. Next caller. Give it up, honey.
It really
no more sex
not,
for you.
It should not be a big change there, my dear.
It's going to be, you're going to have the lips
even get tearing
of a black man.
What can I do to reduce, like, I'm swelling later?
Don't have sex with this guy. You said it hurts. You said it's a production. He's a friend.
See, what David's feeling is jealousy and envy.
No,
and so
not
he wants
all.
You to punish the guy by not
no,
having
I've
sex
been there before. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, listen to yourself. You said it's a production. It's painful, didn't she?
Yeah, it's not
what's
you
the
lie.
Good part? What's
and,
the good part?
And more often than not in this show, we get complaints about too big than too small, and it is not uncommonly a deal breaker for relationships.
Okay, but tell me, just you tell me right now, what's the good part that keeps you coming back
to the guy?
Well, it's only been twice, and I haven't found the good part yet. But I thought there's something to it. You know, I thought, you know, it isn't. I mean, you hear so much about how great it is. I thought maybe there's something that I should be doing different to make it that great for me. I just felt like, you know, maybe
find someone else. Find someone else, honey, please.
That is incensed. How dare you?
No, but she's going on and on. Will I be horribly disfigured and just don't sleep with the guy?
Preston.
McGilla Gorilla, dang.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Preston?
What's up, man?
How's it going, Dr. Drew? How's it going, David? It's good to talk to you guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Fantastic.
We're going to take good care of you. What's your problem, sir?
Good, good. Well, my question is, I've been dating my girlfriend now for about 8 months, and whenever we have sex, not every time, but most every time, she just gets real weirded out afterwards. And
right. Be specific. What does she do? What is she saying? What does she do?
Well, she tries to, like, push me away, and she says she doesn't want to go on anymore, and she starts telling me things like she doesn't want to have sex anymore, and she doesn't want to be physical anymore, and...
How old is she?
And then, you know, then we get back together, you know, we go our separate ways afterwards, and then when we get back together again, you know, it just, she
how old is she?
She's 19.
Can I ask a couple questions? Does she, now, before you, okay, so you get back together, everything's peachy-keeny, does she drive the sexual act up until, you know, it goes down, and then does she flip, or is it a different way?
No, sometimes it's like that, but, you know, like, it takes two, you know what I mean? Like, we both contribute, but...
Did you ever put those skivvies on and sit at the edge of the bed and say, honey, what happened to you? What's going on down there?
No, nothing like that. Nothing ever.
Well, why don't
like
you
that.
Try that? Why don't you first try and ask her, say, look, you know, your behavior's a little weird. I'm concerned about you. And is the sex good before she goes nuts?
It's good.
That doesn't sound like a major endorsement for me.
I mean, the question is, what's going on? He doesn't even know.
You got to talk to her.
You got to talk to her. Like, were you traumatized?
Absolutely.
Is this relationship getting too close? Are you afraid of losing control? Is the intimacy too much for you? There's all kinds of reasons people
And you
get
know
like
what
this.
I like to do? You know, I like to woodshed, you know, read the books. And I
woodshed?
Go.
Woodshed?
Well, you know, you woodshed, you hibernate, you get your little Dr. Phil books out there.
Oh, yeah?
And I go to my honey bunny, you know, tell me what's wrong with you, or I will choke the bejesus out of you. They start talking.
Well, that's good.
You know, good stuff. How'd that last belch smell? That smelled
like
I think the tubes got fused from my butt to my mouth, and it's all like one highway of stinkums. That's what I think.
I would.
Smells like Dookie and Cocky had a baby.
I'm telling you, and that baby be coming out of your mouth.
Woo!
Although I can't tell here's the advantage to this. Well, I can't tell whether you're farting or burping. It all smells the same.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what the beautiful thing is you know, your deep tongue kissing, you let a little of the belchage out. It's just like a harpy sucking your lifeblood.
Nice. This is Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Okay, so I perform oral sex with my girlfriend and everything, and it's cool, but, see, there's this thing, and, like, it's, hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Go
ahead. Listen to your bogus call, Sean. Go ahead.
What's it taste like?
Well, I don't know. That's, like, the worst thing. I was talking to my friends about it, and they're all like, it's a mixture of...
Well, why would they be telling you what she tastes like?
Well, it's because, like, they're not, like, they don't know what it tastes like, and so they're all, like, asking, they're, like, inexperienced friends, you know? And then so they're all asking me, they're all like, well, what's it taste like? And then my friend, he's all, well, I have an idea what it tastes like. It's like mustard and Sunny D. And I smacked him in the face because he's kind of wrong. But when I was, the other day I was doing it with my girlfriend. And then, like, I just realized, wow, this tastes really funny, but I won't stop doing it. It's like a weird taste. Won't stop for some reason. And I just want to know if there's, like, any way to sort of change the taste of it or...
Sorry, what happened?
Didn't miss too much.
Thank you.
No, Sean, no, probably no way. Probably no way.
Bogus, it's bogus, it stings to high heaven, like one of my belches from my butt that got caught in the wrong tube.
Chris, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
You're with David Ogre.
What's up, hey, man?
I've suddenly got a honker for one of your cheers.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. These callers, man, come on. We're trying to save some babies, and y'all doing all this old bogus thing. We need real sick people. We need damaged children that need love and help. So what is it, man? What's your question is?
How about an Easter song? That'd be good.
Well, we got to get past here right now.
We got a turkey song once. Hang on, let's get a turkey song. We got a turkey song?
That's Thanksgiving, though.
I know, I just want to hear it so we never understand, get some inspiration.
It's not season, Drew.
This is the day of the huevos, brother. Looking for the eggs.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Did you guys hide the eggs for your kids?
Yeah.
Like when they were
young?
Well,
they actually, oh, yeah.
Turkey sat on the backyard fence on Thanksgiving Day. And as he sat on the backyard fence, this is what he'd say. Oh, gobble, 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 gobble. I don't like Thanksgiving Day. Gobble, 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 gobble. I would like to run away. Nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Easter egg. So what's your question, brother?
So, I'm a 20-year-old guy with kind of an embarrassing question.
All right.
It's I had my first wet dream about 2 weeks ago, and I was thinking that was like around 16, 17 type of thing. And I just don't know. I'm a little bit of a late bloomer, so I think it might
be. Well, how late? How late a bloomer?
Probably just started getting like a lot of facial hair probably like a year ago.
Oh, there you go. And that's a kind of a good thing because the later you reach puberty, the longer
the you are.
No, longevity is associated with late puberty.
Really?
And
I have a lot of old grandparents, so maybe.
Interesting.
Are you sexually active now, or are you
a
virgin?
Yes. No. Okay. I've had sex about 2 times in the past.
And how old were you when you started masturbating?
Probably about 15.
So have you not been masturbating lately?
No, I have been, which is the weird thing.
I don't know what to tell you, then.
It's been kind of normal. I just don't know if it's normal. Like, is it normal to have
No, it's not. It's wet dreams can happen at any time, let's face it.
But I thought it was when you weren't, beating that wood.
Right, correct. And you may have had one when you were younger and really just not recognized or known it. And you may have started, again, you're a late bloomer, so you might have started masturbating right at the beginning there and never sort of, you cleared the pipes out quite effectively and never had a chance to build up to get a wet dream
like
until
me,
just now.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, I was known as the pipe cleaner, you know.
I thought they called you.
Just a minute, mama. You know.
Mommy used to call you the plumber.
Right. The plumber laying pipe. All right, listen. I want you people out there, you call in with your sexual problems, your relationship
1-800-LOVE-191.
Dr. Drew and
I
are here.
Yes, sir.
Come home. It's Easter. A lot of family dysfunction
right.
out there.
Right,
hitting each other
this.
In the head with Easter eggs.
Look at this. Sarah. Is she there, Anderson?
Sarah. Toki twice.
It sounds as though she's not there, Drew.
Okay, let's try this one. Sally. Oops, hang on a second. Sally?
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing much.
You're on with David Allen Greer.
What's cracking, Sally?
What's up?
What's the problem is?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
He wants me to stick my finger in his butt.
Right.
Oh, he's one of those.
Yes. Right. I tell him no, but, like, he keeps insisting.
Did Miss Mama Pinsky put her little pinky in Dr. Drew's little jump? Let me tell you something. Plug that hole, honey. Now, have you done it, or are you fessing up? Have you done it, or are you holding a hard line here?
No, I'm holding a hard line.
I'll tell you. Okay, good.
I don't want to tell him no, though.
All right, well, here's what you do. I can tell you, you can get this conversation off the table. Say, look, why one finger? I want to take all four and ram them up there to my watch. Okay, that's the way you go down. That's what people do. So unless it's all four, it's nothing at all. Trust me, there will be no more conversation.
Not only that, but this guy ruins it for everybody else because there's about 1% of guys that do like this. And, you know, and then it becomes all women need to find the male G-spot.
Right.
Which is total BS.
Massage the, what do you call it?
Prostate.
Prostate.
Oh, my God.
Do you have press-on nails, honey?
Say what?
Do you have press-on nails?
No,
but she has those long build-out acrylics with a unicorn painted on each.
Yeah, do you have rhinestones stuck on your fingernails?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, tell him, say, look, you know what you do? Say, you know, I really want to make you happy. I'm in love with you. Show me with your own finger in your own butt. And let me take a picture of it just because I'm trying to learn. Because I love you that much. And see if he goes that way and calls back and let us know what he says. And you have to be serious. Don't mess around.
And as usual, if you're not comfortable doing something, do not do it. And a couple guys are into this, but they're a rare breed.
She sounded like, I think it's gross, and I would never do that.
No, she's not going to do
it. I put my thumb. I put my elbow. I put my shoe. I put my earring, but I wouldn't put my finger because that's gross. I would put my dog's paw, but I would not put my finger. Yes, I think she did something, man, because she don't, you know, that's where our boy sounded. Man, we saving babies. Now
all right,
1-800-LOVE-191
is the phone number. That is Dave Don Greer. We have to take another quick break. We will be right back. Here we are at the Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. I guess we're getting a lot of requests for Dag to do children's names.
You didn't bring your medical book, man.
I know. I think Anderson Dag is sort of taking issue with doing it.
Drew, you're not prepared.
Because I'm unprepared.
You got to have. You give me the names, and then I translate.
But we didn't do it with it. When we originally did it, I forget.
You were naming.
What? No, I'm not playing it.
You would do the terms, and then I would turn them in.
Some girl called up was talking about her birth control.
Right.
Right. And you started going,
the melatonin and the leptothalamine and the iptacrudiol.
All right, we'll do that later, but right now we're going to save some babies. Jessica, 20.
No, Anna.
Oops, uh-oh. Anna, 21. What's up?
Okay, the reason I'm calling is because me and my boyfriend have been together for 10 months.
Right.
And then lately, he's been wanting to have anal sex.
Right.
So I was wondering, is it that I'm like loose, or is it that he's like swinging the other way?
He's swinging the other way? No, it has nothing to do with him being gay.
No.
And it has nothing to do with the other end of your sort of functioning genitalia.
He's just trying to get his freak on, you know. Young men today are flooded with pornography.
Yes, I think that's what
anal does. Sex is everywhere.
I think that imagery gets them sort of going that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, and I'm a little older. You know, we didn't have all that when I was young. But when I was young, there were a couple of girls that were really into it, but they were a rarity.
And that's
they
still
were
the case.
A rarity.
That's still the case. Most women find it uncomfortable and unpleasant.
And most women will try it, you know, within the most, you know, like if your girlfriend wants you to do something, you're like, all right, I'm going to run around the house a couple times and we'll do it like this. But usually that settles down, right, in a relationship. You're going to try a little something you don't want to do. You're going to get him to do something he doesn't want to do. 6 to 9 months, a year, it should settle down. Mm-hmm. Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
Yeah. Butt sex, I don't know.
And it's not necessarily a great sign, you know what I mean, that he's pushing her to do something she doesn't want to do?
She's 21. He's supposed to be pushing her.
I know, but still, she clearly doesn't want it.
Don't do it. Unless you want to try it. If you don't, don't.
Do not do it. You're confused by it. You don't understand what's motivating him, why he would want to. You don't want to. Don't do it, all
right? Right, but let me ask you something. Are there things that you want to try sexually that he doesn't want to try? Like him letting you sleep with his best friend or something like that?
No, I mean, it wouldn't go through my head. But it was just that it was in my head that if I'm loose, because it is...
No, that is not the reason guys do that.
Did he tell you that?
No, he hasn't said anything about that.
That is not the reason guys do that.
No, he's just trying to get his freak on, honey. It's not you, okay? Women always think it's them.
Always.
You know.
What is that?
I don't know. It's part of being a girl. Part of being a girl. Is it me? Is it you? I don't know. It's just part of being a G. Because they're gorgeous. I. Because they're interesting. R. Because they're really, 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 really irritating. L. Because we love to call them
girls.
Girls! Happy Easter! Woo!
Lil, what's happening
that
there?
That one's not making the cut.
Oh,
sorry.
Hey, what's up, Double D?
Nice try. He's got to put himself out there, though. What's that?
Hey, what's up, Double D? Hi, Double D.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm stuck in traffic.
Really? Beautiful.
Yeah.
What is it tonight? There was a huge traffic jam.
I don't even know.
Are you on the 405?
Forever.
Yeah. Are you on the 405?
I'm on the 5.
It's
so bad. It's like a parking lot. I feel like it's Monday morning already.
Mm. Right. I don't like Monday.
Drew, I have like weird thing going on. Okay, like me and my boyfriend had sex last night, and it took me like an hour to come. But when I listen to radio, I would come up so fast. I listen to Love Line and hear your voice. I would come like 5 minutes. I would have it. You know.
But let me ask you something. Is it just Dr. Drew and Love Line, or is it like
know.
Any
I
kind
think
of radio?
It's too late. Listening to Love Line at night, and we'll be doing it at night, and in the days I don't hear it.
Right.
I'm just worried. It's like that Pavlov thing. You know, I hear it, and I'm like, I don't know. And I just, I don't know what to tell him. He's all like,
do you masturbate when your boyfriend's not around? Do you masturbate when you listen to Love Line?
I don't masturbate. I'm not like.
You don't? You never have?
Well, I did it before, but I just like, I'd rather have somebody do me. You know, I'm just lazy.
Right, I hear you.
Too lazy.
Too late. Well, that's a lot of women,
pretty
Dr.
Lazy.
Drew. Their idea
lazy.
Of making love is lying there.
Yeah, like. No, I want to do it with someone. To me, it's just more like, you know, like I enjoy it with another person.
So why bother?
I hear you.
And then I didn't know what to tell him because I'm like, can you leave the radio? Why do you listen to radio all the time? And
How about if you listen to music? Does that do it for you, too?
Oh, no, there's something about, like, hearing your voice, Dr. Drew.
But wait a minute, hold on. Okay, so you don't have sex during the day, in the morning?
I work. I go to school, I work, and then when I get out, I'll listen to it, and that's when I.
What did you do before Dr. Drew was around? I
don't know. I moved to LA, and then I listen to K Rock at night, and then I'm so confused. I'm so trained. Like when I don't hear it, I'm all like,
I hear you.
You know.
And have you thought about taping the show?
Oh, there you go.
So you know, you tape the show, then you could have sex anytime. Try that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, try that.
Tell him like I'm so used to do that, so I don't know.
Tell
him
the truth. Tell him the truth, honey.
Guys are sort of interested in doing what works. They're pretty pragmatic about stuff.
Yeah, unless
and,
it's
and,
buck
and
wild.
If you were to tell him that it's just something about it, just, you know, lets you focus on him more or something.
If you told him you come like a shot, he will turn down. He'll record
it. He'll do it. He'll send me money.
It's offensive, right? Leave the radio on. I'll come in 5 minutes or something.
No, because the way you have to couch it is you say that when you have Love Line on, it's a show about love. You think of him, your boyfriend. And when Dr. Drew talks, it makes you love
him
even more.
Yes.
And how wonderful you want your relationship to be.
Yes. You got all I'll bring it back to him.
Yeah,
bring
sure.
it back to him and how turned on you get by.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, Dave, that's good. He loves you. My boyfriend's crazy about you. Somehow.
Well,
oh, wow.
Okay.
All right, thank
good
you
luck with that, honey.
All right, Lil.
Okay, baby.
Bye. Good luck getting home.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, I'm crazy, man. Love line? You got to have love line? Bananas.
Mark, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Really quick and simple question. Whenever I'm with my girlfriend, pretty much outside of her room, like in public, we'll kiss, not like a serious like make-out kiss or just a simple kiss, like a little bit of tongue for maybe like a couple seconds, and I'll get fully aroused, and it's kind of embarrassing because I kind of don't want to, you know, walk around with a fully aroused, you know.
She knows you. She knows you're getting a stiffy, right?
Yeah, like she'll just look at me, and I'll just look down, and she'll look down, and she'll just like kind of get closer to me. That way, it kind of goes away.
Yeah, but she likes that. She likes that she can turn you on.
I'm
like
sure
that.
She likes that. And do you wear clothing that help you out? Like, don't wear sweats. Don't
well, no. If
jeans.
I were you, you know, Dr. Drew is going to tell you to talk to her. Say like, I get embarrassed. Don't do that. I'm saying go the other way. First of all, number one. Stop wearing drawers. Number two, get some sweatpants. Wear them everywhere. And number three, if she keeps grabbing your Johnson Ronson, let that flag fly high and say in a very loud voice, look what you done did now. It's all your fault. Now I got to have you. I got to prolax your anus. And trust me, she will not do that anymore.
Prolax.
Prolax.
Prolapse.
That's the Ebonics. Ebonics. Yes. That's the Ebonics.
I got to ask you to prolax your...
Say, okay, how do you say it?
Prolapse.
Prolax. Okay, give me another term.
Ask.
Apst. Say street.
North Endrone.
No Potembone. Something else.
Ethanil.
Epinil.
Estradiol.
Epidido. Come on, let's go.
And you put your name as well. Schistosomiasis.
Septomyopathis. See? It's nice.
It's good.
It does.
Hepatomegaly.
Epidable. We made up a whole language. We are saving babies. We're saving babies.
We are into.
We're saving babies.
We'll keep making our language up by ourselves.
Happy Easter!
Let's go get some coffee. We're going to be right back. 1-800-LOVE-191. That is David Alan Greer. We'll be right back. That's exactly right, David Alan Greer. 1-800-LOVE-191. He's coming up with your answers. He's going to lay it on in just a second here. This now is Kelsey. What's up, Kelsey?
Kelsey, what's up?
Hey, I have this... Okay, here's my story. I was dating this guy for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I wanted sex all the time.
Well, what is all the time? 7 times a day?
I wanted it at least twice a day.
All right, that's not a lot, but
that's a lot, but it's not.
I went out with a girl who wanted we 4 times
no.
a day.
Well,
that's a lot.
To him,
that's
okay. Well, what did he want?
Well, I was willing to make a sacrifice and say that we could do it. I wanted at least 5 times a week, and
okay.
he made this huge deal. He's like, "Oh God, that's so much." Blah 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 blah.
Okay, but what did he say? Well, what did he say? I feel comfortable with it. How many times a week?
He said he'd be okay with it 3 times a month.
Ooh. Okay, but hold on. This should tell you something. Now, this is from the very beginning?
No.
Okay, when you first started going out, was it... Well, how was the sex?
We were doing it, I guess, 3 times a week. I wanted it more than that, and he...
Okay, in the beginning of a relationship, that is not a lot. Usually in the beginning, right, Dr. Drew?
You're
you are hitting
down.
It out. You are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down.
Yeah.
Nailing
that's
it.
That's what I... Well, no, that's what
I know,
I
but listen, though.
That's
but listen,
him at his
though.
Best, right?
Right.
There.
You got him at his best, which was nowhere near how much you wanted it.
Yeah.
You guys are not matched.
Right. Yeah, not matched sexually. And you have to ask yourself, did you already break up with the guy?
Yes.
Huh?
No, so my problem is that when, after we broke up, I had been wanting it a lot more.
From anyone or just from him?
Not from him. By the time I broke it off, I didn't even want to have sex with him at all.
Right, I hear you.
Like, I could look at a guy at work, like a guy would walk in the door and I'd cream my pants and I'd go home to see him and I'd be like, I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, that's because you weren't being served correctly.
Well, see,
you don't
now
deal
it's
with
my
dag.
Yeah, well,
no,
my
but no, but
now
you
is,
yeah,
is that I don't know how to approach, like, get the whole satisfaction of things without making myself look easy.
Well, why don't you date it? Find a guy you like.
Who's
you
just
date
up
him.
To your standards, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You date him, and then you know when it gets to that point of sexual intimacy, then. That makes itself known.
No, she's saying if she doesn't really want a relationship right now.
Did you say that? Because I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't say it, but that's what I'm thinking.
So then get a
friend
with benefits.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You don't have anybody that you can just say, look, you know, tighten mama up and plot out.
Plot out.
You don't have anybody. Nobody. Now describe yourself.
Are you in college?
No, forget college.
But she lives in a college town.
Are you big or little, honey? Come on.
Are you talking body type?
Yes.
I'm average.
Okay.
Like, describe I'm not a size 5, but I'm not a 20.
Okay, so you're size 12?
Yeah.
I'm just, okay, I'm trying to get a realistic picture. 1 to 10, how would you describe yourself? 1 to 10.
I would give myself about an 8.
All right, that's a 6. Now, there are plenty... No, let me tell you something. I'm not dogging you out, because I'm going to tell you right now, Dr. Drew, give me a number 7 any day, because I want a kind of girl that's like, give me the ball, coach. Put me in.
Right.
You know, I will run this field.
Right.
I want a girl that's got something to prove.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a girl, after I get through tripling her down, she says, thank you. I needed that. You know what I'm saying? You want someone like
appreciative.
That.
Somebody appreciative.
You want your go-to player.
All right, so the go-to player, what kind of guy is she looking for?
Need to tell me on a college campus, you can't find a dude that will tighten you up and get to stepping?
Well, not one that I wouldn't ask to wear a bag over their head.
Oh, really?
All right. So, okay. Maybe your standards are a bit too high?
It's a big school there, University of Vermont.
Huh?
University of Vermont's a big school, too.
Right.
No, I go to a little community college.
Well, that's
Are you calling from Burlington, Vermont?
No.
Oh, it says Burlington up here. Where, Burlington what?
Kentucky.
Washington.
Washington. Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, still, you know what? I really find it, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you can get online and try and find a friend, a sexual buddy or something.
Just
and,
ask your friends.
You know, but what's going to happen is you're going to find the guy that does it right. You're going to fall in love with him, and you're going to say you don't want a relationship.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole different
then
thing.
Then it's all going to implode anyway. Right, right. So go with faith.
Tyler.
Yes.
What's happening?
No, am I on?
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of got a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a problem or if it's a good problem or what, but I get, like, frequently aroused, like, very easily. I mean, I could get aroused, like, 30 times a day.
That would make you 20.
Right.
What's that?
20 years, that's normal for your age.
Yeah.
Are you
going out with anybody?
Well, I just recently got left by my baby's mama. But
what'd you do? What'd you do, man?
I didn't do nothing. She took off on me and left me with a so-called friend for a week in a hotel room, abandoned my son with me, and then...
By the way, that's a drug addict move. What's she doing?
The meth.
Meth. All right. There you go.
Right, right. But I'll tell you something else. Don't you find, Dr. Drew, that even in the worst relationships, in that moment of freedom... When the chick, when you break up with someone, all of the world is your oyster. And
sometimes.
Sexual possibility becomes
that's
wide open plate.
Not,
of course,
if
I'm saying this.
You've got a lot going on in your life.
But
yes.
Wait a minute, I'm saying that. But I'm saying in this situation,
oh, yeah.
I'm surprised he could get it up at all.
Right.
His baby's mama ran off. She's doing
meth.
He's
got the kid.
He's got the kid, and he's getting a stiffy 30 times a day.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic man. This is a superhero.
Right, superhero, yeah.
Think about porn, Tyler, because, man, damn.
You're not going to be able to control it, Tyler. You cannot act on it, which is the right thing to do at this time, I'd say. And try to get your life straightened out.
Right? Well, your son needs you. How old's your son? How old is your son?
2.
Yeah, you need to be a father before you, you know, break one off, man.
Well, no, the thing is, but she ended up, because my name wasn't on the birth certificate, and then she called the police basically saying that I kidnapped him after she was done with this dude for a week, and then the last time I ever saw my son was when the cops ripped him from me when I was putting him in a car seat and then slammed me into the ground.
She got
that was the last, yeah.
Well, hold on. Can he do a paternity test and prove that he's
in
a biological
Tucson, in Tucson, Arizona, her and I weren't married.
Uh-huh.
That I have to have her permission, and she went back to Texas with my son.
So it's done.
And she won't give me no permission. She won't let me talk to him. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me ask a couple questions. What if she moves to another state
and
becomes a resident there?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Why don't you know? What if
just
tell me what happens, Dr. Drew?
I would say
you don't know anything. Why don't you say I don't know anything?
I don't know anything.
Right. Let's just take a... Why are we even talking?
Let's
you
not.
Don't, you
stop
don't know.
Stop, stop.
Okay, fine.
No more talking.
Okay, fine. I can't stop. You know, there's babies to save.
All right.
Boy, that was a Mexican standoff.
Karen, what's happening?
Jeez, that was exciting.
Karen, me?
Yeah, Karen. What's happening?
Hi. No, dude, I like this girl at school, right? Her name's Cindy, but I don't know if
she's kind of what?
Dude.
Femi?
She's kind of... Did you say she's kind of Femi?
I said her name's Cindy.
Oh, Cindy. Thanks, Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew thinks he knows the kid's language. She said she's kind of Femi. All right, you have this girl. Her name is Cindy, and you like her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a lesbian?
Hmm?
Are you gay?
Bye.
I'm bi.
Okay.
We'll put that as confused at 16.
All right, and what is your question?
The question is... I'm not sure if she likes me, so I'm...
Well, have you asked her that? That's how you find out.
I don't want to ruin our friendship, because, dude, we've been friends since, like, elementary school.
All right. If she were into you that way, she would have let it be known.
Here's what you do. I'm gonna tell you how you could do it. You know, you guys have been friends that long. Say you go out, you have to go to movies. You're underage, so you can't really drink or anything. But you know, you get in an intimate little sleepover. You try and bust a slob on her, make out with her. If she rebuffs you, she don't like you.
No, I mean, just be very careful. If there's any sort of pullback and there's not any sort of sort of clearly opening the door for you, don't go down the path. Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi.
What's happening? You're on with David Allen Greer.
Hmm.
You're on with David Allen Greer.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Here you go.
What's up?
And action.
All right.
And
go right now.
All right. Well, just like Thursday night, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
I gave this one friend of mine that he's been trying to ask me out for a while. We dated once before in the past, but he's been trying to ask me out for a while, and finally I said sure. You know, he could come and hang out and see if it's comfortable again.
Right.
So me and my best friend were there, and he comes to hang out.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, you know, we're all drinking, and he and my best friend start making out, and she was just completely plastered, and me and him were both kind of sober. He starts making out with her and goes to sleep with her, and now he's been calling me and telling me to give him a second chance, and I'm wondering if I should, because I don't know.
Wait, so he's making out with this girl right in front of you?
They all three hung out, and
he was making out with her in front of you.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to be his boyfriend at that point?
No, they had broken up. She said that you wanted to hang out with him again to see how things go. The first time they hang out, he ends up boning her friend, and he says, I'll tell you, don't take him back. I mean, why are you even calling?
I agree.
Well, it was quite strange, though, because my friend, you know, she's not really, like, lesbian or bisexual that much, but she was also trying to drag me into it, and he was
she sounds like a keeper.
As well.
Yeah, no.
Well, he was, is he 18?
Yeah, I'm sure, hold on here. How old is he?
I'm 18, he's 22 now.
What?
Nope.
He's he's trying to get his groove on. I would say move on.
Move on.
Unless that's what you want.
Yeah. Jessica.
Me?
You.
Sorry. I was actually calling because I have kind of, I guess you can just call it friends with benefits with this guy, and I'm 20 and he's 36.
Right.
And I tried to, like, kind of back away from him before because he just, like, whenever he has something going on, no matter what I'm going through, like, when my grandfather passed, the day my grandfather passed, he attempted suicide. So I was with him the day my grandfather passed when I should have been with family.
Right. And I thought he's your boyfriend or is he friends with benefits?
We're dating.
He is friends with benefits. He's got the benefit of her presence every time he goes on the nut.
Right.
Well, kind of, but, like, at the same time, whenever I'm going through anything, he'll be there. You know what I mean? But
be there how? Emotionally be there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm a virgin. We haven't had sex. Uh-huh. I mean, we've messed around, but we haven't had sex.
Where's the benefits and the friends?
We've done everything, like, butt sex.
All right.
Wait a minute. You had butt sex?
No, we've done everything.
But you said, we did everything but sex. And I said, did you have butt sex? And you said, yeah, you did. You said we had butt sex. That's the kind of benefits he has. He has the benefit of your butt, right, Dr. Drew? Because you said, we do everything and butt sex. Next caller.
Everything but.
Yeah, you got in your butt. I know, I hear you. Why'd you do that? Why'd you get him in your butt?
That's disgusting. I never, ever would do that.
Not again, because you already did it.
Okay,
calm down. Now,
you're just a friend of his. You're just friends. What is your question?
My question is, like, I know just with the age difference, I need to get out of it, but I'm scared he's going to freak out again.
He's not going to freak out. If you love
this
person.
But you're not
person,
in it. You're not,
it well, just, wait a minute. I'm just saying, as a friend, if this were your girlfriend, if this were just a platonic friend who keeps threatening suicide, every time a person threatens suicide, Dr. Drew, back me up, you have to take it that they're serious.
You got to call the police.
But you tell him that you will do that. Yep. When he calls you and threatens that, say, I'm calling 911, yep. Stay right where you are,
that's
I'll
it.
Get you help, and you have to separate yourself out
right.
of it. And because you know why? I do believe in self-preservation in situations like this, because you're very young. God forbid he commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
He's successful. You're going to have to live with your guilt. Not that you had anything to do with it,
right.
but you're drawn into this. And also, he's using this, he's using you
to manipulate,
to manipulate him.
And I don't really...
And to get in your butt eventually. I do believe this is
that all being said, I agree. However,
butt sex.
I don't even see what the relationship is, why there has to be a breakup.
I don't know.
Here's what you need to get, Jessica, is a boyfriend.
Right.
Setting this guy straight. Because right. he is a friend that's sort of manipulative and demanding. And you need a little distance from him.
And stop the butt sex.
Nick.
Enough of that.
Hey, Nick. Caller who goes by Nick. Oh, dude. James.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Just kind of curious. I've been with this girl for about a year and 3 months. And everything is great. I love her with all my heart. Everything's really good. But I lie about the stupidest stuff. And it always gets me in trouble.
Okay.
Like
well,
what? Give us an example.
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you lie to other people or just your girlfriend?
No, to everybody, and it's a problem. Like, I realize
that's a problem.
I don't lie about anything really too big. It's just little white lies. Like, if somebody asks me, where are you, I'll lie about where I'm at. Even though it won't get me in trouble, I'll still lie about it.
Yeah.
What do you feel like, you know, at that moment when I say, dude, where are you now, before you start the fabrication, can you tell me emotionally what you feel like? Do you feel afraid?
I feel like if I'm at a bar and my dad calls me. Sorry. I don't want to.
Hold on. Anderson, you okay with that? Can we keep talking to him?
Anderson is like a goalie on a fine hockey team.
He sure is.
Sometimes he stays out too late and
hey,
he doesn't wear his mask.
Yeah.
Here's the thing,
when they cuss, like, I have to, like, listen to the last 10 seconds, so I can't talk
to you. Okay, got it. So, James.
Yeah.
Start again. Sorry. So, you're at a bar or something. F-bomb.
Watch your effing mouth, prick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, okay, laying
so
it down.
Okay.
All right, James, go.
Okay, so if somebody calls me, if it's, say, my buddy, I'm scared to tell them, like, oh, I'm at a bar with other friends because I don't want them to get mad. Or if it's my girlfriend that calls me, I don't want her to think I'm doing something bad, which leads in turn to her thinking I'm doing something bad.
Because she learns not to trust you.
Let me ask you,
do you feel ashamed of yourself and you're hiding, or do you feel just an antisocial sort of impulse all the time to sort of screw up?
No, I'm very outgoing. It's just at that particular moment, I feel ashamed. And then as soon as I finish lying, I'm like, dude, why did I just do that?
No.
Now I have to continue with it.
How long has this been going on?
As far
how
as I can
remember. What kind of family life do you have?
Very tight-knit, but very rowdy.
Rowdy
physically
how?
Abusive.
No abuse, none at all. Just very outspoken. If anybody has anything on their mind, they say it right away, and it's just...
Is there any drinking, drug abuse?
No, nothing like that.
Well, one thing about what you call tight-knit is, in reality, boundarylessness, and where people don't get to exist in their own sort of space and in their own right.
Yeah, I have no space for my family.
Right. You exist for and on behalf of everybody else. And so the only way you can sort of exist is to hide out.
Are you lying right now, you bastard?
No, I'm not.
Are you lying right now? You just hold your horses. We're going to ask you again. Tell us about your family.
My parents are very supportive in everything I do.
And what?
Well, I'm sorry?
Tell us about your family, and don't you lie.
Okay, my dad is very quiet, but when he has something to say, he's very adamant and puts a lot of emotion into it.
This whole thing of you're in or you're out stuff, the kind of sort of very, very intrusive family systems, sort of lying to sort of distance yourself, to get yourself your own space, to be separate, is a strategy that some people use. So... realize you need to just set boundaries with that are more really, you know, get used to setting boundaries realistically with your family. You know, say no to things. Don't always cave to everything.
Let's try it right now. You ready?
Yeah,
James, you ready? Listen, man, can you loan me
$10? Broke as a joke.
No, just say no.
No excuse.
No. James, listen, I need, my pinky finger was cut off in a farming accident. I need your finger. Can you let me get that finger?
No.
Very good. James.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're auditioning for guys. We need a 22-year-old over here, and it's called the Smack Your Face, Smack You in the Face Tuesdays. Would you be down for that?
No.
Very good. Okay, you passed the test.
Next caller!
What was he saying? What was that, James?
I heard it.
What's that?
As far as, like, my girlfriend, like, how would I stop doing that? How would I stop...
With her?
Be honest with her. Right?
Maybe ask her to give you a chance to correct yourself, because you're going to have to get used to... It's a behavior you have to get used to again.
I know, but the only thing is, dude, you can't tell a chick that you lie about everything, because then you just open up the floodgates.
Everything. Every time I lie, she knows I'm lying. And I know she knows I'm lying, and I still lie.
But you know what? Here's what I'm spitballing here, but I'm saying if you're already there, she knows you're lying all the time, you have to be honest with her and say, look, this is not just about you. Take her out of it. Say this is a problem that you have and that you would really like to work on it, that you're looking for help and you know it's a problem, but to assure her that these lies and stuff are a flaw that you're trying to correct. It's not that you're out there, you know, doing bad stuff, because that's all chicks worry about.
Exactly. Nika.
Nika, I like that name. Nika. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, Nika.
Yo, what's up, Nika?
Nika.
Nika, oh, sorry. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, sorry, Nika.
Nika.
Nika, what's up?
Dr. Jill, I think you're so smart. You have no idea. And David, yeah. I was watching Jumanji today.
Yes.
And I saw you in it, and I was like... Oh, my God, when's David going to be on Loveline? And then I came in my room, and you're on.
So let it be written, so let it be done. Now, Nika, I'm going to tell you something, and this is absolutely true.
The way he looks in the movie is the way he looks now.
That's number one. And number two is, remember, Dr. Drew, I told you earlier today when I hit you on the bad phone, I said, I think someone needs to see Jumanji.
Yes, and name starts with an N. Is there an N?
N. And I better come in to do the show tonight, did I not?
You said that, yeah.
Well, yeah. Hold on, Nika. I'm getting another signal from another young one that needs me. I have to go.
Nika!
Let's take a break, shall we?
Let's take
it's
a break.
It's that time. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191.
It's called break. Let's take a break.
That's what we're going to do.
Let's take a break.
Be right back.
Let's take a...
It's the line, the line. Love line. Hello, love line.
Here.
Love line.
1-800-LOVE-191. That is, of course, David Don Greer. And Christy has a story to tell David.
Ooh.
Christy?
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
What's
How
going
are
on,
you?
Christy?
We're good. What's up?
Well, I have actually two questions to ask you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, my first question is, I'm a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full-on lesbian.
Full-on.
And I have a girlfriend. And one time we were... getting busy down there, you know.
Slow it down. Slow it down, baby. Let me get comfortable. Let me get comfortable, Christy.
Okay, go ahead. Get comfortable.
Okay.
So, you comfortable yet?
Yeah.
It's too comfortable.
So, as you know, she...
Hold on a second, Christy. Hold on, Dave.
Oh,
hold on.
I just had an explosion.
You just vomited.
Yeah, she farted in my mouth. And I was like... And it smelled real bad. I mean, is that...
Hold on a sec. Hold on.
Okay. Continue on. Wait.
The nastiest bogus call we've ever had.
Yeah, but go ahead. Either way, it's gotten under David's skin a bit.
Okay, continue on. I could go on. Boy, my eyes are tearing up here. Okay, Christy, what happened after that?
I mean, the moment just... I was kind of grossed out, so I pulled off, and then I just started humping her, because now it was different. Like, now I was disgusted, and...
But why would you hump her if you're a lesbian and...
Disgusted.
But why would lesbians hump each other?
Because we don't like the penis.
So what do you get from...
We don't like penetration.
I understand that. What do you get? Oh, you mean you're rubbing your love buttons on each other?
Yeah, it feels so good. You don't even know, though. We don't need a penis. I kid you not.
Every girl needs a penis.
No, we don't need penetration.
Okay, that's fine, Christy, but here's the deal. I can do everything you can do.
Better.
And more. Okay?
That's what that Annie Get Your Gun song is about.
I can do anything lesbians can do. Anything lesbians do, I can do too. Lick a twat, lick a twat. kiss a butt. Fuck a tit. I can do anything you can do better. I can do anything you can do too. Christy, go.
Okay, so can I ask you the second question then?
Hold on a second. I want to savor that moment because David looked at me for a split second. And in that look was, I'm going to do this. I'm
no,
going
but
there.
You know what, Chrissy? There's no shame to your game. I mean, I'm not your enemy. Okay. I'm not your enemy. I mean, go get it. Go get it. That's
I'm
beautiful.
I'm going there. Was it
that's
David
beautiful.
Said that look. Like, I can't believe I'm about to say
I know,
this,
but
you
were like, I know, but you, Chrissy was like going, we don't need you. That's fine. You know, that's fine. There's room for all of us.
And then listen to this, though. This is my other problem that I have. Well, that wasn't that bad, but this one's real serious.
What?
Are you ready for this one? This one's kind of weird.
All right. How could it get weird?
When we're having sex, I imagine that we're little girls.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because you were sexually abused. Because you had some sexual abuse by a little girl when you were a little girl.
I don't think so.
I think so.
How about this?
That's a very common thing.
No. I just
were you sexually abused?
No. No, it's just I felt like I was very horny when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And I was also, when I have sex with my girlfriend, I always think that we're little girls.
When did you
Do you talk like a little girl?
What?
Do you start talking like a little girl?
Yeah, we talk baby talk.
Like what kind? Give me some of the baby talk. What kind
like,
of gesture?
Like, oh yeah, mama, that feels so good. Oh yeah, mama. Just like that.
Why are you guys talking to this lying bitch?
You know what? That is the worst baby talk I have ever heard.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
There's real people out there with real problems.
That is. Who's talking?
Anderson.
That's me. You got to tell.
And what is your job, Anderson?
To not interfere
what
with the show.
What is your job?
To never interfere with the show.
Absolutely. Now get back in your hole.
But I got to hear her, and I hate it.
Okay, right. We'll give her one more question. Christy, what is the point? Because this is two bad stories. You're taking up time. We're trying to save babies, and people are dying because of you and your flapping lips.
And I'm talking about the ones on your face, not on your butt.
All right, let's go to Lindsay. Lindsay? Lindsay?
Lindsay, what's up?
Oh, hi. Sorry, I was turning my volume up.
Okay.
I've been a long-time listener, and I'm very excited to be able to talk to you guys. I just had a quick question. My boyfriend and I have been together for a little while now, about 6 months, and we had considered being serious and, like, taking the relationship to the next step. And he had said in order to go on to the next step that he wanted to have a threesome with two females before he settled down.
Guys,
hold on. And what's your question?
Is that gonna ruin our relationship somewhere down the road? Like, is it gonna...
Can I handle this?
Yeah.
Lindsay, when you said we... We're thinking of taking our
I'm sorry,
relationship.
I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Do you mean he or you?
He, but it's something that because I have had sex with women before in the past, but I don't want to. I don't want this to ruin our relationship if we
but
were.
You told him that, right?
That was your mistake.
No, it is not a mistake.
No, it is, because the guy will take that and go, okay.
It's not a mistake.
Mental note. It starts burning a hole in his head.
I'm just gonna. You want me to decipher what he's telling you?
Yeah.
He does not want to take this relationship to the next level.
He wants to take it
he
to another
doesn't,
place.
Yeah, which involves two cooters. And that's all he's saying. As a matter of fact, he doesn't want this relationship to go anywhere other than you to your girlfriend.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
I think that's right.
That's really what's going down. I mean, you
something
could think
like
what
that
you
anyway.
Yeah.
He's not really... serious.
No, but I'm going to repeat what you said. You said
we want to
take this to the next level, become more serious, but your boyfriend said before you do that, you're going to need to have a threesome with him
right.
in order to catapult you
sort of
into
like,
more commitment.
It's almost like somebody asking for money for something before we can go ahead with this project. You pay the money, they disappear.
Right.
You know
or
I mean?
Or two crackheads who said
right.
that before we get sober,
right.
let's shoot some heroin.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So have
okay.
fun.
What's
okay.
up with this guy? Describe this guy. What's he do for a living?
You sound crestfallen.
He's an apprentice to be an electrician.
That's about right.
I can't do none with that.
All right. Try this one. Jake.
Hi. I was wondering what David Alan Greer's favorite like type of woman, what he looks for in a woman.
I can tell you right now. Thank you so much, Jake. Paso Robles. Get ready. She's got to be banging in the caboose. She has to go about her job, her sexual job, with vigor and enthusiasm. she has to be...
I'm serious.
She has to have a sense of humor. But usually most of my girlfriends don't. They don't really laugh at me. It's always everybody else does.
Well, they just do.
They're just like,
they don't appreciate your humor over there.
No, no. And she's got to have some freak in her. Has some freak in her. And they have to be full of surprises. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
freaky surprises, though. Yeah.
So you don't just look for all looks? Or, I mean, it's got to
No. If you lined up all my girlfriends, none of them look all alike. I don't really like blondes, although I was in a long relationship with a blonde. But if I walked into a room, I would always go be more attracted to a girl with shorter hair, darker hair.
Huh.
Yeah. Do you like Latino or black or?
I don't care about the race. I really
no don't. Race. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What about a good accent, like a good English accent?
Oh, I don't care about. I don't care what kind of accent they have.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Absolutely none. I don't care.
I've been listening since I was 12, and you're like one of their frequent guests, and I just always wanted to call in and ask that. So
let me tell you something. If you got some candidates, Jake, send them my way. I'm on MySpace, brother.
Hit me. Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
What's your
I have three friends.
And
one dude asked me to be my friend. His name was Tarzan. I have a big black dude, and I'm scared to even I just ignore it every time I go there. Is that rude? Because it says accept, decline. There's no in between. So I just don't even. Tarzan is over there, and
he's waiting.
Yo, hit me back, man. I really like to, get to know you.
Oh, Claire.
You're funny. You're funny, man.
Oh, he knows it's you.
Yeah, my face is up there.
Claire.
Yes?
Here we go.
Hi.
What's happening? Hi. This is where you speak and tell us your question.
Claire.
Yes?
What is your question?
I was wondering if you can get pregnant by swallowing semen.
You know, okay. Really asked that question.
Are you serious about them?
I'm serious.
Well,
my
explain
parents
to me. Well, what are your parents? Go ahead.
They're the kind. They don't want to talk about anything like that. I don't know about anything. They would never let me go in the classes and talk about sex at school because they're too afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you so sexually active with the mouth?
All the kids are doing it these days.
I'm just
saying.
Excuse
me, Claire. Dr. Drew doesn't. How old are your kids?
13.
Oh, boy. Are you in for a shocker in about 6 months? What the dickens is going on in this house? Everybody with the chapstick. Come on to the dinner table. Claire, you cannot get pregnant by performing oral sex.
Okay.
There's no possible way. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to say safe sex because you can get diseases and stuff.
In fact, Tina, there you can get all the diseases you can get in your genitalia. You can get your mouth.
You can get HIV from.
You can get everything.
But it's very difficult.
It's
be honest.
More difficult.
It's very
if
difficult.
If you swallow the semen, it ain't so difficult.
Okay, one case of HIV being passed by oral sex. Very, very difficult. Okay, very difficult.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, it's neutralized by the mouth, but it penetrates the esophagus pretty well.
Okay, it's very difficult, Dr. Drew. Sex feels better without a condom. That's a fact. I mean, I know people don't want to talk about it. That's a fact, too. Heterosexual men contracting HIV from a woman is hard.
That's
hard
to do.
It's difficult.
That's difficult.
Very, very difficult.
Not very, but it's difficult.
But, I mean, yeah.
So. And I was watching Saturday Night Live last night, and Tina, it was the world news report.
Right.
They were showing, talking about this town somewhere in Arkansas or something where the teen pregnancy rate was like, 60% of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Fey goes, now I'm recommending this school my controversial book, Your Mouth Can't Get Pregnant.
And her mouth can't be funny. Anyways,
you don't like her?
I do like her, but I don't think that is news is that funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that funny.
Yeah. John. Stories.
But I think they're very funny individually.
John?
Hello?
Johnny Newport.
What's
it's
happening?
John. Yeah, this is me.
This is John.
I have a question.
Yep.
Hello? Yeah, this is John in Newport. My question is, I'm just going to say I used to date this girl. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I used to date this girl when I was in high school for about 9 months, and she was actually the first girl I had sex with, and long story short, I went and moved off to college, but that's not why we broke up. She just got crazy and obsessive. But my question is she recently called me tonight, actually, and said that she's going to invite one of my previous friends that I used to be friends with in high school to her prom. And I don't mind. I know she's been dating guys and probably having sex, but now I know exactly what's going to happen because I know his intentions. Should I, you know, say something to him? Should I start something? I don't even know what's going on here.
What? Why would you start something? I mean, what business is it?
It's not yours? your business.
You're not going out with this girl.
You're
not
college.
With her anymore. You're away from her. Why are you even talking about
this? Oh, are you
this?
Like at OCC or something, or have you gone away to college?
Yeah, I'm at OCC, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but so what? I mean, this isn't your... I mean,
yeah,
you know what it is?
It's like extended high school, though. He's still
yeah, but so
around.
It's none of your business, man. It's none of your business. You feel bad about it, you're either in a relationship or you're not, and you're not, then it's none of your business. And if you are jealous... You know, just suck it up and don't say anything because you'll look like a real punk if you start it.
Agreed. That wisdom comes from David Alan Greer. Those songs, all those wonderful.
I've never done that. Dr. Drew, it's David. Are you dating my chick from fifth grade? Pick up the phone. 20 years ago, I was in love with her and you're dating her now?
No, let's at least
like
play
that.
The tape of David
wow.
creating the names of
let's
young children
back.
Off.
Go
the,
back in
description
time.
Of the potential.
Drew,
yeah,
I don't have that.
What?
Well, I don't
you
have
know
it.
What,
it was a horrible copy, and I erased it a while ago.
Anderson, why?
Dude.
What's going on with
Sorry.
You over there? Why are you? Every time I come here, you know, you were nice a few times, and now it's back
nice
to the old to Anderson.
There.
And now you're not Anderson.
You're sad.
Crabby. You're Crabbystern.
It's Sunday. Drew knows. I'm always cranky on Sunday.
You're Crankyston. You yelled at the caller. Your
I'm
lover,
cranky.
The Christy. Christy, the fart caller. She was foul, man. She
You're
was
a
foul.
Sad man, Dag. You're
she
crying.
She was foul. She was foul. And I cry
Tears
at the sound
of
your voice.
Tears of a
You
clown.
Know what, Anderson? You can't turn me off, okay? The world is not your instrument to turn up and down, okay? That's the sadness
That's
you
heavy.
Have.
That's
really?
Heavy, Dag.
Really?
That's David Alan Greer. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Please give us a call. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Love Line. Hey, Dag, where can we see you coming up?
Well, you know, Dr. Drew, I come here not to see your sorry puss.
I know.
I come here to
Promote
save children.
Oh, yeah.
I will be at Caroline's Comedy Club on Broadway next Thursday through Sunday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday through Sunday. The week after.
You mean this coming Thursday?
Yes. This Well, Sunday.
In four
this
days?
Is, yes.
Oh, boy.
And then the following week I'll do the Wilmington Opera House.
Nice.
Singing arias.
I'm sure you will.
I am Rigoletto.
You know all my
yeah,
opera
you're,
stuff.
You're
you sing opera, don't you?
Yeah.
Bust some tunes, brother.
No, I'm not as bold as you.
Bad.
Peter, Dr. Drew, would you sing some opera for me?
Anderson, oh, here it is. I knew he'd pull this out. You heard this, right?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a duet with you.
La cosienza ne cuori.
This is a turn bent tonight on.
He's saying, I am gay, and my butt is swelling from gayosity. My fallopian man tubes are filled with the semen of all of my lovers. I sing the body electric. With your rhythm stick. Stuff me with your penile implosions. Yes, it's true. I am a big pipe smoker, Dr. Drew. That's wonderful.
Is this, Italian? Yes.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Did you sprout breasts?
I did.
Where were you singing this?
Turn Ben Stein On. It was a briefly...
Ben Stein.
Brief
Ben Stein, a dirty old man. He's a misguided conservative.
He broke it out big last time he was on this show, in fact.
I bet he did.
All right, here's Anthony.
He's a pervert.
Anthony, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
You're on with David Alan Greer.
What's up, Anthony?
I know, I heard. The thing, like, I have a question. Me and my girlfriend, we're watching a porn. And she sees this girl get another girl with a strap on. And she looks at me and she says, I wouldn't mind doing that to you. And, I mean, I go around with all my friends saying I'm not gay or anything like that, but I'm kind of interested in trying.
You got the lisp.
Okay, can I step in here, Dr. Drew?
Please, please.
Now, Anthony, if I could get in my car and drive and do this face-to-face, I'd do it. I've heard this from several female friends. I talk about this on stage. I'm just going to give it to you.
Where are we going with this? Go ahead.
There's only one reason a woman wants to use a strap-on on you.
Why?
It is so that when you break up, she will tell
everybody!
Every single person that you know, she will tell you. She will tell all of them about you. And I don't care what she says. If that's where you want to go out, it's your butt.
Well, and she hasn't even told any of her friends that we've been having sex.
All right,
Anthony, you're lost already.
Is it something that you had already thought of before she brought it up?
I kind of have. I've thought about it, but I've never taken it seriously until she said that.
Well, if you don't mind everybody knowing that you took a stiffy up the can, then, you know, that's you.
Connor, what's up?
Stiffy
up the can.
What?
Connor?
Hello?
What's up?
Is David Alan Greer there?
Yes, I am.
Question for him. Could he do his that character he had from The Living Color with the dead dog?
Yeah, that wasn't my character. That was Jamie Foxx's character. It was. He had his dead stuffed dog.
Yes, I remember that.
German Shepherd. Next caller!
Oh, my. John, what's up?
Anderson, did you put him up to that?
There is no racial bigotry here.
Am I on?
You're
was
on.
That, was that Adam Carolla?
No.
The genius co-host that used to be here? I just wondered, because his head, it sounded like his voice was on that drop. Sorry, go ahead.
So my question is,
there is no racial
I can dream. The Ernie, I always thought that was Adam's. Go ahead. What, John? What?
I had a sexual experience with a stripper.
Yes.
And she asked me to choke her.
Right.
During sex, and I did.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm kind of worried about that because I grew up watching my dad beat my mom up.
Well, you should be, right? You should. Let me ask you something. Slow down. Did she get turned on when you were choking her?
Oh, yeah. We had the sexual experience. We had, sex for 2 days. Like, we had sex one day, all day long. Then didn't talk the next day. Then we called her the next day, or the took a day off, had 2 days.
You ever date strippers yourself?
Let's put him on hold for a minute. Let's just revel in the beauty of strippers. This young man, who I will now henceforth call the blessed one, had sex with a stripper, choking the living daylights out of her.
All day! All day long!
The blessed one?
Yes. They took a break. She never called him.
Yes. Well, then he called again.
Then he called again, and they had sex again all day long, punching, choking. Thank you, God, for strippers. Thank you. We need more of them. All right, now, back to Johnny.
Oh, my.
Oh,
that
boy.
Poor girl.
But, so, John, what is your question?
So my question is, I enjoyed the
The S-bombs and F-bombs.
Man. Come on, man. You're on the radio, brother.
John? Oh, Anderson put him on hold.
Man, come on. So.
Well, anyway, he liked it.
You know what I'm saying? Well, he was punished because, you know, he dropped the S-bomb. You know, this is radio. But he did have a stripper twice.
Did you ever do that, strippers?
Yeah, they're special girls. You know, and it's funny, you know, when you hear this tack, there's some women, there's an article like this woman was an artist, and she's like, all my artist friends are strippers. They're working. I'm like, no, there's a reason.
Of course.
Why?
Yes.
You put your bare ass in a stranger's face.
Right.
And I have yet to meet the stripper who really is quitting in 6 months and really is, you know.
Just trying to make Lex
buck. Just perky girl. Yeah. I mean, I met a lot of nice ones, you know. Yeah. They're really cool, but usually there's always some crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Nutty.
Oh, yeah, some history.
Crazy stuff. But God bless them. They're special individuals.
Rob.
Thank God for you, Dr. Drew. You are.
What's that?
Whoa.
What's happening?
Thank
Rob?
God for Dr. Drew.
Yes, sir. Now, I've got to talk to you about something. I've been dating this girl for about a month and a half, 2 months now, and she and I had known each other for a while before that, and, I mean, you got people falling off of, a bar stool for a chick, falling in love that far. I fell straight from the sky for her, and she and I met up with
Yeah.
Dude, I'm tired,
Okay.
So keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
But
just,
yeah, I've been waiting on the phone for an hour, so I am...
Careful, Anderson may take out his wrath. We got about a minute here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
He's an engineer. Right. No one will ever know.
Okay, so we met up with a student named Brandon. Make long story short, she and I got into a fight over him. She started dating him. And now she's giving me all this lines about, you know, oh, I want you back, but I can't leave him because I don't want to hurt him because he cries every time she mentions it.
No, you got to blow her off. Be strong.
She's naughty.
Yeah, you got to blow her off.
This is true craziness.
Number one. And number two, you are 17, so, you know, dating for how long did you say?
About a month and a half, 2 months.
Okay, so that's, but at 17, that is actually dating. Yeah. But if you were older, I'd say that's barely starting to date. And you may think you were in love, but you really weren't. You were infatuated.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're strong and you don't bend like a bitch, you will have all the power. You will have all the power.
Yeah.
And don't go back. Just
Yeah, but see, there's another little factor to this. Like, I'll be talking to her and stuff, and I want to stay friends with her and everything, because she and I, we were good friends.
Bad idea.
I know it's a bad idea, but there's, like, I can't seem to let go, and I'm trying to, but it's hard. And every time I mention dating, she gets pissed off and starts yelling about it. Like,
she's
I don't
a
want
nut
you dating.
Job.
I don't want you dating. I want you to wait for me, you know, to get rid of this guy, and then yada yada, but...
Was she good in the sack, though?
You should ask her if I was good in the sack, but nah, she's just a screamer, but she wasn't very active, man.
All right, well, what's the point, man? You can't be friends with her. Dump her and get her out of your life.
This is some sort of codependency, Rob.
We don't have time crazy.
Yeah, I don't have time to get into it with you, unfortunately, tonight, but this is the beginning of a... I hope you grow out of this, because this is not a good sign you're getting into right now.
So. I like the way he said, she's just a screamer.
Yeah.
I was laying there with the old dipstick, and she's just yelling and screaming mostly. Just lying there. Nothing extraordinary.
That's David Allen Greer. We're going to be right back. Today, you carry it even without great cause.
Well, you know, it's always a great cause to save those children. I got to get back to lockdown, Dr. Drew.
Thank you.
My ankle bracelet or whatever it's
called. Yeah, that big orange boot. Yeah,
I got two Rottweilers in the trunk of my car.
Yeah,
so I left them out. Always good to see you, brother.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much for coming in.
Keep balling. Stay pimping.
Thank you, sir.
Peace and love.
Tomorrow night, Tom Green comes back for Command Perform rematch with us here in Loveline. Now he'll be here tomorrow night and the next night.
Then he's a really nice guy.
He's a really nice guy, absolutely. He did a good job last time he was up here. We have John from System of a Down. So until then, this is Dr. Drew saying good night and stay well.
I can do anything lesbians can do. Anything lesbians do, I can do too. Lick a twat, lick a twat. Kiss a butt, kiss a butt. I can do anything you can do better. I can do anything you can do too.